Good morning, Santos students and staff, and welcome to the second episode of Coffee with the Freshmen, brought to you by the InfoTech class. I am Chelsea Tion.
I'm Rhett McFadden.
And I am Elle Stitham. Now on to the delicious breakfast with Rhett.
December 21st, we will have fruit turnovers with cheese sticks. On the 22nd, we will have breakfast tornadoes. 23rd is Christmas break begins, and happy holidays. January 5th, we will have school resumes, and we will have French toast sticks and sausage links. The 6th, we'll have chocolate chip and blueberry muffins and string cheese. The 7th, we'll have an egg McMuffin with bacon and cheese. The 8th, we'll have donuts and cheese sticks. Now on to announcements with Chelsea.
Well, Rhett, there aren't many announcements for this week, but I will tell you what will be happening for the following 2 days and when school starts in January. Monday, make sure you get your doors finished before judging. Tuesday is an early out. 1:45 to 2 o'clock. It's also the end of the semester. Public library is also open 6 to 8 p.m. Now, for our Christmas party on Tuesday, there's ugly sweater / Christmas pajama competition. Wednesday through Sunday is an NSAA moratorium, no gym in use. Now, for January, there's a teacher in service on Monday the 4th, no school. 5th is public library is open 6 to 8 p.m. School resumes. On Wednesday, District 4 meeting, 1 p.m. Kearney, junior ACT prep, first and second periods. There's a basketball versus South Loop at Arnold on Thursday, January 7th. There's also junior high basketball versus South Loop at Arnold, 2 p.m. There's also wrestling triangular versus Maxwell and Overton. On Friday, January 8th, there's basketball at Sutherland. Now on to lunch with Ella.
On December 21st, we'll have breaded pork chop, mashed potatoes, gravy, and mixed vegetables. On December 22nd, we'll have hot ham sandwiches, chips, and cookies. On December 23rd, it is Christmas break. Happy holidays. On January 5th, school resumes. Hamburger and bun, french fries, and baked beans. On Wednesday the 6th, Italian dunkers and broccoli. Okay. Thursday 7th is barbecue, meatballs, mashed potatoes, gravy, and corn. Friday the 8th is chicken patty on a bun, tater tots, and mixed vegetables.
Now on to the interview. Today we are interviewing Ross and Caleb.
Hello, welcome to Coffee with the Freshmen. What is your names?
My name is Caleb Furrow.
My name's Ross.
Why did you want to be interviewed in our podcast?
To get out of band class.
Same.
How has school been going?
It's fine, I guess.
It's going pretty good, except it takes 8 hours of my day.
Yeah, like I would just rather play Fortnite.
What did you ask Santa Claus for Christmas?
I asked Santa Claus for everybody in the whole entire world to be happy.
What about you, Ross?
I asked for some more caps.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Well, I guess it could be that, like, my New Year's resolution could be to do better in my classes because I'm not good at school.
Okay. My New Year resolution is not to get called to the principal's office every month.
Oh, those are great New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, and you all have a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
That's the end of our interview with Caleb and Ross. Thank you. And now into sports with Rhett.
On the 23rd, there will be an NSA moratorium, which means no gym use from the 23rd to the 27th. On January 2nd, we'll have a wrestling triangular at South Loop at 5 p.m. at Arnold. On the 7th, we'll have a basketball versus South Loop at Arnold, junior high basketball versus South Loop at Arnold, 2 p.m., and a wrestling triangular versus Maxwell and Overton. On the 8th, we'll have a basketball at Sutherland. And that's the end of the sports.
Now on to birthdays with Ella.
On December 22nd, Dusty Harris. On December 22nd as well is Callan Cox. December 28th is Grace Meister. January 3rd is Chelsea Tion and Mariam Ganung.
Make sure to wish them all a happy birthday. Thank you all for tuning in to Coffee with the Freshmen. Stay tuned for next week's episode and have a great day. Bye.
See ya.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be a good cheer.